call them by their first name. Watching the clowns roll by, by, by. Sometimes I dream I'm driving down an old dirt road, not even listed on the map. I pass a dad and son carrying a fishing pole, but I always wake up every time I try to turn. Sitting on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white. Picking on the sixth string when people pass by and call them by their first name. Watching the clowns roll by, 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 by.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump said to be demanding $230 million from his Justice Department for the money that he spent on special counsel investigations, focusing on his first time in office, one related to alleged Russian interference in the 2016 election, the other investigation into the classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago. Drone and missile attacks over Ukraine, killing at least half a dozen people as a meeting that the White House said would be held between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin has been scrapped.
Just days ago, President Trump said he would be meeting face-to-face with Russian President Putin in the coming weeks, optimistic that they could finally negotiate an end to the war in Ukraine. But now Trump concedes that meeting is not likely to happen after Russia made clear they had no intention of striking a deal. The Kremlin saying, quote, you can't postpone what was not scheduled.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Now this is day 22 of the government shutdown. This is ABC News. Concerns are rising that Amazon, the country's second largest private employer, is planning one of the biggest workplace transformations in modern history. Goodbye, humans. Hello, cyborgs.
The New York Times, citing leaked documents, reports Amazon expects sales to double by 2033, growth that would normally require 600,000 more workers. But the company is reportedly looking to fill those jobs with robots and automate 75% of its operations. In the near future, Amazon reportedly estimates automation could help it save more than $12 billion and shave about 30 cents off each item it ships.
That's ABC's Maggie Rooley. In Paris, the Louvre has reopened. It's the first time the famous French museum has been open to the public since last Sunday's brazen jewel heist. Misty Copeland, the first African-American woman to be named prima ballerina at the American Ballet Theater, is retiring from that theater, her final performance set for tonight. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
At approximately 11:58 a.m. on Saturday, October 18th, the Ashland Police Department responded to a report of a possible bomb located in a safety deposit box at the Superior Choice Credit Union. The caller and owner of the safety deposit box reported that there was a bomb that was going to explode. Officers immediately responded to the scene, and the building was safely evacuated as a precaution. The Marathon County Bomb Squad was contacted and responded to assist with the investigation. However, after a thorough examination, it was determined that no explosive device was present and there was no threat to public safety. The deposit box owner was taken into custody and booked into the Ashland County Jail, pending charges of terrorist threats and bomb scares. The Asheville Police Department would like to thank all assisting agencies for their help during this incident. Thursday, November 20th, from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., there's homeschool and virtual learning wreath making over at the Phillips City Hall. This is one wreath per family, and hot cocoa will be served. A sign-up is required to hold a spot, and that sign-up deadline is Friday, November 14th. To sign up, you can either stop in personally to the Phillips Public Library, or you can call them at 715-339-2868. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, November 20th, from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., over at 174 South Ader Avenue in Phillips. Lead paint, lead dust, and lead in the water can all have detrimental effects on childhood development, Lisa Hale reports.
This week is National Childhood Lead Poisoning Prevention Week, dedicated to educating people about the dangers of lead poisoning, especially in small, developing children.
Lead poisoning does affect children more than adults, particularly children under 6 years of age, because their brain is developing very quickly and it can affect their brain and nervous system.
That's Winnebago County Public Health Nurse Jane Tebon.
So lead poisoning is considered an invisible disease. You don't know your child has lead. But what it can do is, again, it can hurt their brain and nervous system. And they may not show any symptoms at all, but it affects them maybe years down the road when they're in school and they have trouble focusing, learning. And that's when maybe you see some signs of the history of lead poisoning.
Children should be tested for lead exposure at 12 months and 24 months, and anyone with a home built before 1978 should have a lead risk assessment done by their local county public health office. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Minocqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Minocqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Minocqua Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
Bucks basketball is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks begin their 58th season tonight in Milwaukee when they host the Wizards. Their new center, Miles Turner, says they've had a new level of energy preparing for tonight's game.
This past week of practice has been very intentional. I mean, I think it's been really good. Guys are talking up, making noise, just talking back and forth and whatnot. And I think that's how it's supposed to be, especially throughout the year. You know what I'm saying? We're intense in practice. What makes the games that much easier.
NFL, the Packers at practice for Sunday night in Pittsburgh. Matt LaFleur downplaying the matchup against the Steelers quarterback, Aaron Rodgers.
I don't even know if many of these guys played with him. So, I mean, there's a few guys, but yeah, I think that's just for you guys. I'm going to talk about, just like we do every week, what is our blueprint and what are our keys in order to go to Pittsburgh, which is a damn good football team and a really tough, hostile environment, and try to play our best.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
We had volleyball action, tournament volleyball. The Butternut Lady Midgets winning at home last night over South Shore. So Butternut now will make the short trip up to Mellon. Six-seeded Butternut, three-seeded Mellon tomorrow night up in Mellon. Flambeau wins. They win at home over Mercer. The 7-seed beats the 10 there, and Flambeau now will travel to Prentice, as Prentice had a bye in their first round last night. With the 2-seed, number 4-seed Winter now will entertain Drummond. Drummond at home up in Grandview beat Bayfield last night to advance on. And it's Lake Holcomb winning at Bruce last night. So Lake Holcomb now will get Rib Lake in the first round of their tournament action. In Division 4, the Shawamigan girls travel to Colfax. Colfax gets the win last night, so the Vikings now get Webster in the next round. Phillips, meanwhile, at home last night. They get a win over Glenwood City. So that was a hard-fought five-match set, and it was went down to, 20-18 in a match to 15, win by two in the fifth and final game there. And Phillips now will advance on to take on Spring Valley in Division 4. Action. Lakeland last night hosted and beat Ashland, so Lakeland now will advance on. They will travel to Wisconsin Dells. And by the way, we'll have Phillips volleyball on the air tomorrow night. Jeff Haken, and we'll follow Phillips as they travel to Spring Valley for the next round of tournament volleyball action. That's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, right here on 98Q Country.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds the public that candlelight hikes, fall festivals, and other seasonal events will be held throughout late October and November at Wisconsin State Park System properties. More details when we return, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Welcome back. Fall is in full swing across Wisconsin's 307,000 acres of state parks, forests, trails, and recreation areas, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is lighting up the season with candlelight hikes, fall festivals, pumpkin carving, and more. This year marks the 125th anniversary of the Wisconsin State Park System, a great time to remind everyone that these lands are year-round treasures. Events are happening throughout October and into November. Check the DNR's events calendars at dnr.wisconsin.gov for a full list of upcoming activities near you. Before you go, remember, park only in designated areas, wear bright or reflective clothing, and plan ahead. Parking and restrooms may be limited this time of year. And don't forget, most parks require a state park vehicle pass, which you can even check out from your local library. Folks interested in volunteering at any Wisconsin State Park System event this fall should visit the Volunteer Impact System webpage or contact the Friends group affiliated with your local state park or forest. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com. Northwoods
weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbins. Cloudy, blustery, and cold today with a few scattered light mixed showers. High temperatures only in the mid-40s. A few light mixed showers possible again tonight, otherwise cloudy and breezy with low temperatures all the way down to near 30. Currently, it's 39.
98Q Country. Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready?
A boy just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out the late with the bad boys, always shoot the pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it make me sick, all the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks, I always got to follow rules. Boy, it make me sick just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter with you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face.
That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Play that thing. Really nice, really nice.
But soon there come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get to myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
Mama, she said it all of the time.
You what's the matter you? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
That's my mom. Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with it? This Shut Up Your Face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn that this song, it's a real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey. Then I sing the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up your face. Okay, let's try it really good. A place, I'll shut up your face. That's a great, we're gonna do the best this time. I bet, hey, what's the matter? You, hey, got no respect. Hey, what do you think you do? Hey, why you look so sad? Hey, it's a not so bad. Hey, it's a nicer place. I'll shut up your face.
Okay, one more time for mama, everybody.
What's the matter? You,
another edition of Reality Radio at 8:17, and a good Wednesday morning to you, coming to you from the Aspirus Health Studios. It's a smile, it's a listening ear, it's a helping hand. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. A dreary day out there to start things up here today. 38 is our temperature. Will it rain all day today? Yes. I'm going to go with a yes on that. Just a misty kind of warm cup of something kind of day today. We'll get to about 42. That's it. Wait a minute. We're only at 38. How does that work? So 38 is our temp. We're going to pretty much hold steady right around that 38, 42 range until overnight lows drop below freezing tonight. Are we still issuing frost advisories, or are we all just paying attention and we don't need that anymore? This weekend, probably 55 or so. Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So not too bad for the coming weekend. We need some moisture, though, so the moisture, not a bad thing. The dreary cool days are a bit much to adjust to. A good summer, as far as just living goes, you know, enjoying the summer, it was good. You know, some of the growing season stuff was, you know, a little iffy here and there with the variance of temperatures. But just hanging out, lawn chair, campfire, all that stuff, I think we would label that as a pretty darn good summer. Well, tomorrow we are doing our Day of Giving. It is the annual Day of Giving, this year benefiting His House of Hope. And we are working rather diligently behind the scenes to set up a bidding process for all the donated items that we have. So check later today. It may go live later this afternoon. At the very latest, it'll go live tomorrow morning at about 6 o'clock or so. So if you want to check out all the bid items, we've got, let me see if I can, I've been doing a lot of clicking here this morning, I'll tell you that much. I'm trying to get to my back to my list of items. If you like to fish, you are going to enjoy the items that we have. And these are just a small sample of the items that we have available right now. And I don't know if I can find... There they are. Go to items, Joel. Go to items. There we go. So St. Croix Rods has been very generous. I think we have three different rods and reels through St. Croix Rods, Muskie Rod and Reel. So again, the complete details will be on that. So if there's an interest in that, put it on your to-do list today to check back to 98qcountry.com and click on that blue His House of Hope right on the front page. It's not live yet, but it will be available to view at least this afternoon. And you might even be able to get some early bids on that yet today, but tomorrow morning, definitely, for sure. We have some guided fishing tours also. I think we got like three of those available that will be up. A little cozy coffee and hot chocolate. A little gift basket. Wisconsin Badger basketball tickets I see on the list. We have four tickets to Action City. I'll let you go down there and run around and have some fun. We got Prevail Bank donating a nice chair and cooler combo. So it'll be some nice events for you to bid on and have a little fun. And tomorrow we will get you and us informed on everything that His House of Hope does for our community and for the men of our communities. And we will encourage you to give a little bit tomorrow if you're able. Don't give your rent money. Don't give your food money. But if you got a little something extra, everything's going to be doubled. It's kind of cool. We have a matching donor before we even get things going that will match all donations up to $10,000. So, His House of Hope, that's tomorrow. It's going to kick off right away at 6. It'll go all day tomorrow. We'll save info about that for tomorrow. What else here? Let's see. The Brewers are done, right? Okay, the Brewers are just checking. Make sure Shohei Ohtani didn't hit another home run. He didn't. He's done for now anyway. Toronto and Los Angeles, that World Series, I don't know about you, but it doesn't do much for me. I don't know. Just doesn't. I mean, I'll tune in here and there and not going to sit down and watch the entire game most likely. You have a game tomorrow night that definitely affects the NFC North with the Vikings traveling to take on the LA Chargers. Won't be a definitive knockout punch for the Vikings, but if they lose that and go 3-4, it's going to be a long way back for them. And Carson Wentz is going to be back out on the field. J.J. McCarthy, that was a pretty severe high ankle sprain that he had. He's going to be out still. He will come back this year, but he's not ready yet. And Carson Wentz will go out and do what Carson Wentz does tomorrow night. He'll look like the next coming of Joe Montana for a drive, and then he'll go out and, yep, he'll give that away. But so if you're tuning into that game tomorrow night, don't give up too early, no matter what the score is. Don't ever give up. Hope that it may flip the other way. So Vikings tomorrow night, that's an Amazon Prime game. You got to have the Amazon Prime subscription or go down to your local tavern to make that happen. What else do we have here? We have, the final day of the month is coming up, and they do a peaceful gathering every month. No matter if it's Halloween or New Year's Eve, whatever, if it's the last day of the month, they do a peaceful gathering at Peace Lutheran Church in Park Falls. Everyone is welcome. It's just an encouragement for people to come together and have a meal. For whatever reason, maybe just to chat, maybe just to meet new people, maybe for the food, whatever it may be. Oh, it's always about the food. And they always have a different chef doing up the food every month for them. So any questions you may have about the free meal, the peaceful meal every month, give Derek a call or text him at 715-301-6206, 715-301-6206. 6206. We'll talk a little Fright Fest. We'll let Courtney handle that here coming up in just a little bit. I see the Halloween pup pageant going on Saturday. Let's see. Best costume, best this, best that. All right. So we'll cover that a little bit with Courtney a little bit after 7. Also want to let you know of a really cool thing at the YMCA. They have senior game night. The last Thursday of every month, so that would be a week from tomorrow, they do game night. So you can bring your favorite game if you want to, or they do have them there too. And they have snacks and drinks to share also. Nancy Demlow heads that whole thing up. Keep an eye on Nancy, yeah. Mm-hmm. If she's wearing a long sleeve shirt and it's a card game, I'm just saying, keep an eye on Nancy. Mm-hmm. You play those board games. So that's the last Thursday of every month from 4 to 6 at your local Flambeau River YMCA. Birthdays, anniversaries, if you got one for us, we would love to tell people, well, we'd love to give you a chance to win the cake. And we will tell people about it too, birthdays and anniversaries in just a bit, along with our celebrity birthdays and anniversaries. And we'll get to that a little bit after 8 o'clock, and Courtney will join us also from the Chamber of Commerce to to update us on the Fright Fest stuff. And there's some big news today, too. The folks over at, as you know, Weathershield, there was a transition there of ownership at Weathershield. They were bought by Pella a few months back, and they continue to give. They continued to give, and they announced some pretty significant donations back to community events. And that official press release actually is going out today. So we can reveal it that the let me read a little bit of it to you, and then I'll tell you some of the folks who are benefiting from this. So following the Pella Corporation's acquisition of Weathershield back in July, and during Manufacturing Month, which is going on right now, the companies are celebrating by giving back to the communities where their team members show up every day to manufacture high-quality products for their customers. So through Pella Corporation's acquisition of Weathershield, the company very excited to reinforce its same commitment to the communities of Medford, Ladysmith, and Park Falls as it does in every community nationwide where Pella team members live and work. So as part of Pella's celebration of Weathershield joining the family of brands, the Pella Roll Screen Foundation announced that it will award three $10,000 grants to three nonprofits, one in each of those communities, Medford, Ladysmith, and Park Falls. So the one of them is Equine Therapy for Veterans, which operates on horses located north of Medford in Westboro. And they plan to expand their equine-related support to veterans through the purchase of a mobile outreach unit. So they're going to receive $10,000. STEM education at the Fab Lab, the school district of Ladysmith, is able to purchase new equipment to support the ongoing success of the district's fabrication laboratory, or the Fab Lab. So they're getting $10,000. And the third and final one for Park Falls is a food pantry support. The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry in Park Falls will use their $10,000 grant to purchase food to support community members in Price County and Southern Ashland County who face food insecurity. So that announced today, some pretty significant grants going out from Pella slash Weathershield that you're used to. So hats off to them, and congrats to those organizations. We'll make a pretty big impact here in our community. Twice an hour news and sports at 8:28. Let's get you updated. Birthdays on the other side.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump said to be demanding $230 million from his Justice Department for the money that he spent on special counsel investigations, focusing on his first time in office. One related to alleged Russian interference in the 2016 election, the other investigation into the classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago. Drone and missile attacks over Ukraine, killing at least half a dozen people as a meeting that the White House said would be held between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin has been scrapped.
Just days ago, President Trump said he would be meeting face-to-face with Russian President Putin in the coming weeks, optimistic that they could finally negotiate an end to the war in Ukraine. But now Trump concedes that meeting is not likely to happen after Russia made clear they had no intention of striking a deal. The Kremlin saying, quote, you can't postpone what was not scheduled.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Now this is day 22 of the government shutdown. This is ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Community Blood Center, or the CBC, is urging local heroes to schedule a life-saving donation as soon as possible after months of urgent need for multiple blood types. As of last Wednesday at 9 a.m., the CBC's inventory dropped to just a two-day supply of O-positive blood and less than a two-day supply of O-negative blood on hand. That is well below what is needed to meet anticipated patient needs in the coming days.
John Higgins, president and CEO of the Community Blood Center, states, quote, "While O-negative blood is often vital when every second counts because it can be given to any patient in an emergency, all blood types are constantly needed. America's Blood Centers reports only 3% of Americans donate blood each year, despite 65% being eligible. By donating, you truly make a life-saving impact in your community," end quote. Patients rely on generous donors each day to get through surgeries, cancer treatments, life-threatening emergencies, and more. The CBC makes donating blood as convenient as possible with 9 donor centers and about 100 mobile blood drives each month. You can schedule a donation by visiting communityblood.org, using the CBC donor app, or calling 800-280-4102. Saturday, October 25th, from 1 to 4 p.m., it's the Community Fall Festival over in Brantwood, featuring a free meal with brats, hot dogs, barbecues, beans, and dessert. This is taking place over at the Brantwood Community Center over on West 1593 US Highway 8 in Brantwood, and is taking place alongside a quilt raffle and many more prizes. For any questions, you can call Pat at 715-564-2208. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, October 25th from 1 to 4 p.m. over in Brantwood. Next year's election for Wisconsin Attorney General looks like it may be a rematch. Savannah Tomey-Olson has the details.
Attorney General Josh Call already announced he's running to keep his seat after speculation he might throw his hat in the ring to become governor. Now, Eric Toney has joined the race. In 2022, he was the GOP nominee for attorney general. Toney has been the district attorney for Fond du Lac County since 2012. He was also the former president of the Wisconsin District Attorneys Association. Toney says his top priorities include addressing the fentanyl crisis, changing crime lab practices, and targeting violent crime in Milwaukee. When Call and Toney ran against one another in 2022, it was a close race. Call won with a 1.3% margin. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Brumay, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Anacua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Anacua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Anacua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at AnacuaCars.com.
Bucks basketball is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks begin their 58th season tonight in Milwaukee when they host the Wizards. Their new center, Miles Turner, says they've had a new level of energy preparing for tonight's game.
This past week of practice has been very intentional. I mean, I think it's been really good. Guys are talking up, making noise, just talking back and forth and whatnot. And I think that's how it's supposed to be, especially throughout the year. You know what I'm saying? We're intense in practice. What makes the games that much easier.
NFL, the Packers at practice for Sunday night in Pittsburgh. Matt LaFleur downplaying the matchup against the Steelers quarterback, Aaron Rodgers.
I don't even know if many of these guys played with him. So, I mean, there's a few guys, but yeah, I think that's just for you guys. I'm going to talk about, just like we do every week, what is our blueprint and what are our keys in order to go to Pittsburgh, which is a damn good football team and a really tough, hostile environment, and try to play our best.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Oh, more tournament volleyball coming tomorrow night. Phillips with their win last night, a thrilling victory over Glenwood City. So Phillips now will travel to Spring Valley for their next contest coming up on Thursday. We'll have that for you with Mr. Jeff Haken, and he'll bring you the call that game, 7 o'clock tonight. He was there last night, of course, and again, what a thrilling contest it was at Logger Camp, 3-2, and it went down to the final one. You played a 15 in the final game, you got to win by 2, and Phillips won it 20-18 to advance on. Butternut, meanwhile, also winning last night at home, 3-0, so Butternut now will continue their season as they will play coming up tomorrow night, and that will be a road game for the Butternut girls as they will hit the road and travel to Mellon. Short trip up to Mellon. Mellon, the 3-seed, got a bye last night. Rib Lake and Prentice also with byes. Prentice will host Flambeau tomorrow. Rib Lake will play host to Lake Holcomb. Shawamigan was in action last night. They fell. Colfax wins that home contest to advance on in regional girls volleyball last night.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug-to-driving, and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Freeze Firewood and Pellets reminds you, as the temperatures start to drop, it's time to start thinking about your firewood needs. Whether it's winter heating, a few last campfires, or even planning for next year, they have you covered with the best firewood in the Northwoods. They'll also take care of your dock, your lift, and your boat removal, plus mobile shrink wrapping, winterization, and storage. Let them do all the work so you can enjoy a little bit of the fall season before it turns into you-know-what snow. Freeze Firewood, Little Chicago Road in Phillips.
Birthdays today. Tina Gruber is celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday to you, Tina, from your family. Hope you have a great day. And if you are celebrating today, you share your day with other celebrities, such as Dylan Scott, the country artist, is celebrating a 35th birthday today. Jesse Tyler Ferguson, the Mitchell, who played Mitchell Pritchett on Modern Family, is Mitchell Pritchett. 50 today for Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Ichiro, after 12 years with the Seattle Mariners, Ichiro Suzuki, Japanese superstar player for the Yankees and for the Marlins before returning briefly to play with Seattle once again in 2018. One of the great hitters of all time, just a great hitter, had 10 consecutive seasons with 200-plus hits. In 2013, if you add up his Major League Baseball stats with his Japan stats, he collected over 4,000 hits also. 52 for Ichiro today, one of the great pure hitters in baseball history. Second only to Rod Carew, of course, says the Twins fan. Shelby Lynn, the singer, songwriter, guitarist, older sister of Alison Moore, and a sister-in-law of Steve Earle. Well, 57 today for Shelby Lynn. Carlos Mencia, the comedian, 58 today. Bob Odenkirk, the Emmy-winning Saturday Night Live and Ben Stiller show writer, creator, 63 today. Jeff Goldblum, the actor, he was in Jurassic Park. The Big Chill, Independence Day, 73 for Jeff Goldblum. Catherine Deneuve, I don't know, the legendary, when it says French, I know I'm in trouble. Legendary French beauty is 82 today. Tony Roberts, the actor, he was a regular participant in Woody Allen's movies, including Annie Hall, Play It Again, Sam, A Midsummer Night Sex Comedy, 86 for Tony Roberts today. Christopher Lloyd, Jim Ignatowski, that's who he'll always be to me. Christopher Lloyd, Back to the Future, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And I just love a good Jim Ignatowski clip from Taxi. He is 87 today. All right, Back to the Future, he was pretty popular in that, but for me it's Taxi. 87 for Christopher Lloyd. And Curly Howard, one of the Three Stooges. I was watching a video, for some reason it came up on my algorithm the other day, of the Three Stooges talking about how they did all of those tricks. You know, they've got the sound effects, you know, the whoop, 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 you know, wah, wah, all the Three Stooge sound effects that they insert. But they actually talked about how they made it look like, you know, one guy was poking the other one in the eye or twisting his ear or nose or whatever it may be. And it was pretty funny. It was pretty funny to watch him go through that. So one of the Jerome Horowitz, Curly, from the Three Stooges, born on this day, 1903. He passed in 1952.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Price Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Does your relationship make you feel bad about yourself? Does your partner constantly act jealous or possessive, accuse you of cheating or let you have friends? Do they check up on you, spy on you, or refuse to accept that you broke up? What's happening to you is not okay. Everyone deserves a supportive relationship. If you or someone you know is experiencing domestic violence or sexual assault, we believe you are not alone. What has happened to you is not your fault. For free and confidential support, call 800-924-0556 or visit embracewi.org. On-call advocates are available 24/7.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bourbons. Cloudy, blustery, and cold today with a few scattered light mixed showers. High temperatures only in the mid-40s. A few light mixed showers possible again tonight, otherwise cloudy and breezy with low temperatures all the way down to near 30. Currently, it's 39.
All right, Brandon. You're not going to get employee of the month this month. Well, that's kind of stuff there, Brandon. So the Legion has their big 50-50 progressive drawing tonight, over $22,000 in the jackpot if you want to go on down there. They draw at 7:30 if you want to go on down early, have a beverage, you certainly can do that. The Butternut Haunted House gets going tomorrow, runs tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and also next Friday, Saturday. For the kids, they're doing a little less scary tomorrow night. And then from our interview we did with them yesterday, which is available at 98qcountry.com under podcast, they crank it up pretty good. They crank it up. One of the young ladies who was in, she wasn't even going to tell us what her character was. She wasn't going to reveal it. Well, if you like the Haunted House, Butternut School, that's a good one. They had over 600, Mrs. Jarosinski told me as they were leaving yesterday, that they had over 600 people go through that Haunted House last year. Very, very popular event. Of course, Fright Fest happening in Park Falls on a Saturday with tons of community events with Fright Fest on Saturday. We'll get to talk more about that. I think Courtney's going to be swinging by here at some point to talk about that. Brantwood has a nice little fall fest also going on this weekend. They have a community fall festival on Saturday with free brats, hot dogs, barbecue, beans, and dessert. They're serving that from 1 to 4, and that's at the Brantwood Community Center. They'll have a quilt raffle and other prizes too if you want to take part in that. It's a nice little community event in Brantwood. Going on this Saturday, they have a candlelight hike up at Copper Falls State Park. If you're into that, they're doing that on Saturday night. You can click on the community event on our webpage, as always, 98qcountry.com/events. We're going to slip in a couple of songs. We'll come back. We got more info to pass along to you, but kind of a slow reality radio today. And I'm all right with that because we're prepping. We're prepping for the big His Day of His House of Hope, our Day of Giving tomorrow. We are working diligently behind the scenes with some of our silent auction items. And again, I want to stress, if you like to fish, we have, I think, three guide service packages that we're going to be make available for bid. And I believe there's three rod and reel, musky rod and reel combos. I think they're all musky from St. Croix Rods and other items. So that'll go active later today. At the very latest, that will go active tomorrow morning when we kick off the Day of Giving at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. We are working on that behind the scenes here. More info, more community events on Reality Radio on the way. It's Billy Currington now at 98Q. Courtney's here from the chamber. We'll chat with her next.
What's your name, girl? I've been looking at you and every guy here's doing the same, girl. It'd be a shame, girl, if I let you just walk on by. Cause I'm all caught up in your sweet smile. Girl like you comes around once in a while. So hot, gotta give it a shot. Gotta get a little bit of what you got. I know you don't know me, but I can't leave here alone. Let me go get you something to drink, girl. Before you blink, girl, I'll be right back by your side.
Say, girl, about you and me getting away, girl.
Carrington there at 98Q Country. A little music for reality radio. Courtney has made her way in from the Park Falls Chamber, all decked out for Halloween and ready to rumble, right?
Yes, ready for Fright Fest.
Yeah, this Saturday. Halloween, of course, isn't until a week from Friday, but we're doing Fright Fest on Saturday. So let's fill everybody in on all the events. A lot of stuff going
on.
Yeah,
it can. You can make it a full day of fun. There's so much going on this Saturday, but starting at 11 a.m. down in Old Abe Memorial Park, right on the street there, we're going to have a section of division blocked off next to the park, and we are dropping the giant pumpkin. Estimated weight over 900 pounds.
All right.
And that, then the kids can come. We'll have, once we drop it, you can grab some seeds. We've got cute little kits with a bag to put your seed in and instructions so you can try and grow your own giant pumpkin.
Cool.
And immediately following the pumpkin drop, that is when Trunk or Treat will begin. We're going to have tables set up throughout the park with different businesses and groups and families giving out treats, as well as a Trail of Treats map for the businesses that are going to be open downtown handing out candy as well. So all within walking distance of the park, but we have a lot of participants this year. There's going to be over 20 stops for candy. And we have, if you're going to be hungry for lunch, perfect opportunity is the American Legion is going to be set up in the concession stand at the park doing a hot dog fundraiser. So you can get a hot dog plate. They had the advertised price at $5, which is fantastic. Great lunch option. And it looks like we're going to have some great weather to be out and enjoying the park.
Yeah.
And we have the Phillips Children's Museum will also be there, set up with activities. We're going to have a DJ sponsored by Forward Bank playing music throughout the park during the event. And then we have a pumpkin decorating station sponsored by Fiorio Wealth Advisors. Well supplies last. We've got 70 small pumpkins. So kids can come and decorate. We've got stickers and paint markers and everything that they can enjoy to decorate their pumpkin. Or they can always just take one home to decorate or carve later if they'd like.
All right.
And the fun doesn't end at 2, but Trunk or Treat does. So if you want to bring your dog down, we have the Halloween Pooch Pageant. Yes, my dog Jaeger will be participating. Already tried on his costume and it fits, sort of.
Okay.
We went a little heavy with the treats. So, you know, we're going to try our best. He's going to be walking off some of that in the park.
As long as there's treats, the dogs are down.
Yeah.
They're down with it. Yeah.
He's pretty chill. He'll do anything for food. He's got those sad eyes and he's got three legs. So people really like to hand him stuff. And
you want me to put on that? Really? What are you giving me? All right, I'll do it. That's fine.
Yeah. Costumes aren't his favorite, but he's. You know, if I make it worth his while, he's going to do it. And after the Pooch Pageant at 4 o'clock, the free movie is going to be Shrek at Park Theater, sponsored by Northwoods Community Credit Union.
The original Shrek is great. If you haven't seen it, get down there.
I did feel old because the song All Star was playing on my playlist, and my nephew's like, oh, the Shrek song. I'm like, oh, God.
Exactly.
Nothing makes you feel older than when someone only knows it from a movie that it was in later, but it was still fun.
That is a classic, no doubt about it.
And then I said, you can keep the fun going because the Butternut Haunted House is going to be open that evening. Yeah. So later on, head over there. So you can start off with the kids in the park because our event is designed for the young and young at heart, everyone of all ages, nothing too spooky. Where the little kids can't be involved, and then as the night goes on, you can get as scary as you want to go into the haunted house.
And there's gonna be a lot going on downtown. They have the Rec Arena has a big chill hockey tournament going on, so there'll be a lot of hockey games going on Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday over at the Ice Arena too.
Yes, there are. So there is something for everybody going on, and never a dull moment. So if your kids say they're bored this weekend, they're mistaken.
And don't forget to swing by the businesses, grab a cup of coffee down there from the coffee shop, and go over to Kayla's and all the other places.
Yes, and I've heard Kayla's going to have her wheel of treats again this year. That was a big hit where they can come in and spin her wheel and get a treat or a little prize. So that's always a highlight as well.
Sure, sure.
But we have a lot of businesses on our map, our trail of treats that are participating downtown. So you can walk around and see what they have to offer and get a treat.
Yeah, it looks like the temps are going to cooperate. I think a sweatshirt might do for you if you want to walk over to the event if you live in town or whatever, but I think looking low mid-50s.
Yeah, that's the hardest part about events like this is we're in here in the Northwoods. It could be, 70s, or we could have snow, so you just never know what to prepare.
I've always thought Halloween should be like 3 weeks earlier, I think, because then you have warmer weather. October 31st is always a gamble.
I know. My childhood was filled with costumes that were ruined by snowsuits because we had to trudge, so.
Yeah, and you put together that really nice costume, and then it's so cold, you have to just cover it up with a coat.
The one year I went as the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters as a kid because it was a snowsuit, so my mom's like, perfect, and that was the year it was like in the upper 60s, and I was just dying. So there's just no winning. You can prepare, you cannot. Yeah. It's always going to do the opposite of what you want, but so far we look like we're going to have a good time. Yeah. And this is a rain or shine event. We are going to be there no matter what. We just, if the weather's gross, we'll be moving a little quickly.
Yeah, and then the free movie is a good thing too. Awesome.
Yes.
Very nice. So parkfalls.com again for all the information. But Saturday, the place to be, 900-pound pumpkin being smashed. And that's
11 a.m. is the drop. So if that's the part that you're most excited about, make sure you're there at 11. We've got a wonderful volunteer from the city crew who's going to come and drop it for us.
Yeah,
so
if you feel the earth shudder at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's not an earthquake, it's the pumpkin.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good one, our biggest one yet.
So. Very good. All right, Courtney, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hope it goes well Saturday. A Fright Fest, one of many opportunities for you to get out and about and do some community events this weekend. Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. All right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway, always community-minded, and this month doing some great things, right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's Cupboard, we're doing it for the next couple weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's Cupboard for the next couple weeks. We have a drop box down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, newer pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major, major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out our credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin's Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You mentioned a little bit about the first annual Big Chill Tournament at the Park Falls Rec Arena this weekend. They got action Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, free admission. They have a Chuck-a-Puck 50-50. They have basket raffles. You can buy some raffles for that. And a full concession stand. They'll have cold drinks. And you can purchase a beer and have it go toward your team, as there will be a beer trophy, but it won't, the team just doesn't do it. You can have a beverage and then see if they win that. So lots of hockey. No carry-ins, please. Rec Arena, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. And they'll be doing that, of course. Hockey season coming up. I mean, we're not that far away, so it'll get you kind of geared up for the whole thing going on this weekend. We'll talk more community events and update his House of Hope Day of Giving, which is tomorrow. And we'll update any information on that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.
98Q Country.
Music from Russell Dickerson right now at 98Q.
I don't know who broke up with who, but she's in here chasing tequila with high noon. Don't know how long she's been moving on. Maybe 5 weeks or 5 minutes, but it can't be too long. And we did that what's your name thing. Where you from and what's your favorite drink? She said, shut up, come and dance with me. And now she's singing, girls just wanna have fun at the top of her lungs. Don't even know she's about to wreck someone. And boys, I'm in trouble now, ain't even trying to get out. So come on, baby, take me down, down, down. Probably be the one that got away. But right now I'm taking every second I can take. So we keep talking and we keep drinking. Oh, and I keep falling and she keeps on singing. Girls just wanna have fun at the top of her lungs. Don't even know she's about to wreck someone. And boys, I'm in trouble now, ain't even trying to get out. So come on, take me down, 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 yeah. Don't know what happened tonight. Don't know what happened last week. Don't know what happened to her. But she about to happen to me. Oh,
He left me crying late one Sunday night outside of Boulder. He said he had to find himself out on the road. I guess when love goes wrong, you gotta learn to be strong. So I worked two jobs.